Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chair Steadfield.
Here.
Member Bagwell.
Here.
Member Bonkowski.
Here.
Member Erb.
Here.
Member Hastings. Member McQuarrie.
Here.
Member Rosenberg.
Here.
A quorum's present.
Thank you. Do you have any agenda item changes tonight?
No, Mr. Chair.
Oh, great. Thank you. Any disclosures for the meeting tonight? Looking right, see none. Looking left, see none. So we move beyond that. Now we have a chance for public comment. Anybody can come forward and speak to any item they'd like, but if it's on the agenda, we prefer it that they come forward then. Does anybody like to come forward for public comment? Seeing none, I have some minutes in your package for motion or changes.
Move to approve the minutes of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization for January 8th, 2020 as presented.
Second.
First, second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. One abstention.
One abstention. For Mr. Corey. Okay. Public meeting item 6A, discussion and possible action regarding a formal amendment to Campo's federal fiscal year 2018 to 2021, the transportation improvement program to add 5 projects.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. Staff, this item is requesting approval for a formal amendment to add 5 projects to Campo's federal fiscal year 2018-2021 transportation improvement program, also known as the TIP. A formal amendment is required if you're adding a new project or if you're making a significant change to the cost or the scope of the project. So I'm going to go through the 5 projects. 3 of the 5 projects program federal fiscal year 2019 FTA funding. That funding is going to be used for a jump around Carson's operating, preventative maintenance, capital projects, facility maintenance, bus station maintenance, rehab, software procurement, and vehicle procurement efforts. Details are provided in the staff report. The 4th project reprograms federal fiscal year 2017 FTA funding for vehicle replacement. And then the 5th project programs about $516,000 in STBG funds for the reconstruction of a portion of North Ridge Drive. The reconstruction of North Ridge Drive is between East Ridge Drive to about Drawbridge Court. This was approved by the RTC in September as part of District 2's pavement projects. Local funding will be used for design, and then the STBG funds will be used for construction. Current funding only allows for a quarter mile of the road to be constructed, which is not the full extent noted in the TIP. There is an upcoming RTC item which will be requesting additional funding for this project, which is not included in this item at this time. Formal amendments require a 14-day public comment period, which went out. No public comment has been received. And that concludes my comments. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Steph? That was easy. Anybody from the public like to come forward? Seeing none, we'll bring it back here for either motion or comments.
I'll make the motion. Since we have an item coming up in front of the Regional Transportation Commission later tonight that would add additional funding to CC2020005, I'm going to change the motion to accommodate that. So the motion will be, I move to approve the formal amendment as presented. And in addition to the changes to CC2020005, add the amount from the RTC item 6G should it be approved later tonight.
Take care of business. Okay. I have a motion.
Second for discussion.
Any discussion?
Just discussion that there's no problem with that motion since these require public comment periods to be able to add the project without being advertised. Because I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure there's no distinction. I caught you off guard. Sorry.
If I may, just for clarification, the formal TIP was notified. Within the TIP, the full extent of the project was notified. However, it was noted that construction would go as far as funding allowed. And so the exact funding was not noted, but the full extent was noted for your consideration.
So it's an element, you're saying, of the public notification? Okay, then I'm all right. Just want to make sure.
off the hook.
We don't want to have to take it back.
Thanks for the clarification, Todd.
You're welcome, Supervisor Bonkowski. Yes, as far as the agenda is concerned, which is what I had looked into previously, I think the motion's fine because it's within the scope of the agenda item. As far as the public notice, which I hadn't looked into, as long as it was a part of the public notice, then I'm okay with that too.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, can I call for the motion? We have motion. Call for the vote. Wrong verb.
Action.
Sorry, we'll back up. All right. We'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries unanimous. Done. Thank you. 6B. Discussion of possible action regarding an amendment to the 2019-2020 Unified Planning Work Program, the UPWP. Lucia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lucia Maloney, Transportation Manager. This is the third amendment to CAMPO's 2019-2020 Unified Planning Work Program, which includes reconciliation of fiscal year 2019 unused funding, we consider that carry forward, with anticipated funding needs for fiscal year 2020 planning activities. As part of the process, task expenditures from fiscal year 19 and remaining budgets for fiscal year 20 were reviewed to understand projected expenditures across all of the tasks. Additional funding was added to the fiscal year 20 budget appropriately to match forecasted expenditures. An official public comment period meeting the requirements in CAMPO's public participation plan was open from January 7th through February 7th. No comments were received. The requested amendment will not alter the total amount authorized to CAMPO by NDOT for either the 2019 or the 2020 fiscal years, and is consistent with the funding agreement provided to CAMPO by NDOT for the 2020 fiscal year. As the overall two-year Unified Planning Work Program budget has not changed, the local match funding distribution across the three jurisdictions, as previously invoiced for fiscal year 20, is also not proposed to be changed. I will draw your attention to packet page number 74. The table on packet page number 74 highlights the changes across the various work elements. As shown in that table, work elements 1, 2, and 5 essentially carried forward the unused balances from fiscal year 19 to fiscal year 20 with some minor adjustments. With regard to work element number 3, regional multimodal planning, that amount that rolled forward from fiscal year 2019 was primarily due to not yet invoiced contractor amounts for development of the transit plan. That transit plan was approved in October, and so that contract amount was originally budgeted in fiscal year 19, so that carried forward for those invoices in fiscal year 20. We additionally added language to support development of the 2050 Regional Transportation Plan, so there's some additional funding there. And finally, work element 4, the Transportation Performance Management, most of the money carried forward, and we also added some money for performance management components of the upcoming Regional Transportation Plan. So that's a summary of that. Remaining milestones within this fiscal year 20 Unified Planning Work Program, there's really four milestones remaining. In task 1.2, there's the adoption of a fiscal year 21-22 Unified Planning Work Program. Staff have started working on that, and we've had a kickoff meeting with NDOT. That's expected to come to you alongside the annual monetary agreement, probably in May. In task 3.1, we're tentatively identifying June for the draft 2050 Regional Transportation Plan. Task 3.4, there's a ADA transition plan for Carson City's right-of-way. Staff have been working on this and have prepared a draft. This draft is anticipated to come to CAMPO next month and to RTC for approval in April. And then Task 4.2, there's an adoption of a fiscal year 20 to 23 Transportation Improvement Program. This is a TIP. And this will be developed concurrently with the next regional transportation plan, such that we align our projects and carry those forward properly. That concludes my comments. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of staff? Seeing none. Any comments from the public? Seeing none, bring it back. Yes.
I move to approve the safe. Oops. I want to move right along. Okay.
That's a whoops anywhere.
Yeah, that was a whoops. That's something not right here. I move to approve the amendment to the 2019-2020 Unified Planning Work Program.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? Call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries unanimous. Moving along rather smoothly. 6C, discussion and possible action to set annual safety performance targets for 2020 as required by the Code of Federal Regulations and the Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act, the FAST Act. Lucia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lucia Maloney, Transportation Manager. This will be the third year that these performance targets come before you. As you know, the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration Safety Performance Measure Final Rule establishes requirements for the purpose of assessing fatalities and serious injuries along the nation's roadways. There are five performance measures that are based on a five-year rolling average. These are shown in the staff report on packet page 137. CAMPO may choose to concur with a state's targets or establish CAMPO-specific targets for one or more of the five performance measures and must set those targets annually. The statewide interagency agreement between NDOT and each of the Nevada MPOs outlines that NDOT will provide, by June 30th of each year, the latest and most complete calendar year crash data. As of today, the crash data for calendar year 2018 has not yet been provided to CAMPO or some of the other MPOs in the state. Consequently, because staff cannot analyze data we don't have, we did speak with Federal Highway Administration, who suggested that, nonetheless, CAMPO submit targets, 2020 targets, for 2019 calendar year in order to remain in compliance with the federal regulations. The methodology established the past two cycles is provided in the staff report, and essentially what that methodology was is we take the five-year rolling average, and then for that next year, so we're talking calendar year 2013 to 18 to set a 19 target as a 0.5% reduction in those each of those measures. So staff are recommending approval of the safety performance measures targets for 2020 utilizing that same methodology. I have mentioned before, and I will say it again, there are no fiscal impacts associated with setting these targets or meeting or not meeting these targets. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
And just clarification, Lucia, you said this was to set the 2019 targets, should be 2020, correct?
It's the 2020 targets for calendar year 2019 for the five-year period of 2013 to 2018.
Okay.
Set it after it happens.
That really muddled it up here. It's going to take me a while to figure out what you just said, but I think I figured it out. So if NDOT gets the figures, do you have to go back and change anything?
We wouldn't necessarily have to go back. If for some reason the numbers were way out of line, we may consider bringing it back to CAMPO. But since there really are no fiscal implications unless otherwise directed by the CAMPO board, staff's recommendation would be we just go this next year and then come back the following year.
So have we ever, I think, by looking at these targets, I assume we always meet them. Always? No.
So I'm going to say a lot of numbers in the next couple sentences.
Oh, good.
So this is the third time we've set them. So this one is for calendar year 19. Last year we set them for calendar year 18. We haven't gotten the 18 data, so we don't know if we met it. We got the 17 data for the first time we set the measures, and we met them, but 0.5% reduction is, you know, a fifth of a human. So for us, I mean, our crash rates are so low that we're really talking, you know.
Nothing here.
Right.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Just to follow up with what Lucia said, if we're, I typically we're going to run between, say, 2 and 5 deaths per year. If you have a change of one number from year to year, it's not really possible to meet that 0.5% reduction. It's going to be a bigger number than that. So depending on whether that number goes up or down from year to year, the number is the number. The numbers are so low that we don't really have a control over it. You know, if we had 100 deaths a year, 200 deaths a year like Clark County, then we could probably work on a reduction. But at this point, it's going to be approximately the same number every year unless you're lucky and you have zero.
Obviously, these stats are set up for bigger metropolitan places than Nevada has. Okay, that's final. Any more questions? Any other questions? Oh, go ahead. Or comments?
Yeah, I'm just going to echo all of your comments about it's difficult to apply this methodology to a region this small, and also explain our crash data delay. We've had actually quite a few staff people leave. We're reevaluating our methodology. And the issue is, because you may see, Office of Traffic Safety reports monthly an update on our traffic fatalities. So I asked the question, if you guys haven't, like, if we have them for the state, how come we don't have 2018? And what takes a long time is actually locating them. So we get crash data from every law enforcement agency in the state, and filtering through that data and figuring out where those crashes occurred, which is necessary to give them to the MPOs for analysis. And so that's part of the delay. This year there was an extra delay. We're working on speeding up that process so that hopefully it's not quite so delayed in future years, and either get them by June as we have in our agreement, or adjust the agreement to something that we can actually achieve. So, we're working on strategies statewide that would hopefully also gradually bring down fatalities in Carson City as well. The measures are not as meaningful when you have 2 to 5 a year. But it's something we all have to do as part of the MAP 21 Fast Act requirement. So,
well, if there's no consequences, there's no push.
So the consequence for the state, if you set a target and don't meet it, is that I was at a meeting recently and someone said there's no stick. I said, well, there is a stick. It's just kind of like a Nerf stick. It's the consequences that you can't transfer safety funds into another program. We don't transfer any of our federal safety dollars. We use them all for safety improvements. So the penalty wouldn't apply even at the state level, and there really isn't a penalty at the MPO level.
Okay.
If I may add one more thing, Mr. Chair, to NDOT's credit. So when NDOT gets the crash data, it comes for whole counties. So for Washoe County and Clark County, because they're whole county, they know their numbers for their MPO. What's been tricky for Tahoe and Carson is because we have portions of counties in our MPO, it's very important that we get precisely if the crash is within or outside of the MPO jurisdiction. And so that's what's been taking longer for Tahoe and Carson.
Only 5 accidents or 5 deaths, it takes that long? Oh, sorry.
You have to know where those...
That MPO.
But you have to know where those occurred. So there might be one that's, is it in the Campo boundary or not? If it's in Lyon County or Douglas County, is it within or without the boundary? So you need the specifics there.
All righty then. Any other questions, discussion? Call for the public. Anybody want to make comment to this? Seeing none, I'll bring it back for a motion.
I'll try not to do a whoops. Oh, I move to approve motion
maker.
Safety performance targets for 2020 as presented.
Chad seconds. Greg tried. All right, we're on item 7. Oh, let's vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? There we go. Forgot what I'm doing. All right, so motion carries. Now we get to move to item 7, board comments, and I'll start on the right. No comments from Linda.
No.
None from Jim, none from Brad.
Nope.
Clean. The next meeting is scheduled for 4:30 on Wednesday, March 11th here. And this is the last chance for anybody who wants to come in and make any public comment on any item. You can come forward. Seeing none. Somebody make a motion for adjournment. So move for adjournment, and we'll come back as the RTC at 5 to 5. 5 to 5. 5 to 5.